The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, as Ned said, the Liberties is really the heart of Dublin. But what's it like doing business there in 2025, in the shadow of the famous factory? Our reporter Dave McArdle took a trip around Dublin's Liberties to find out.
This was the industrial heart of the older Dublin, the Dublin of the 17th and even the 18th century. And the people living here had a pride they haven't ever lost in many ways, that they are different to the rest of Dubliners. They are, I don't know if they say libertarians, but I'm saying it.
Historian, author and walking tour operator Pat Liddy.
The Liberties are a number of areas in Dublin that were outside the jurisdiction of the city itself, the city authorities, and they could have their own taxes. So it really became an early tax incentive area, a bit like the IFSC or Docklands. The Huguenots came here in the late 1600s, followed by the Dutch settlers after King Billy's battles, and then the Palatines from central Germany came here as well, and they were extremely successful. Their goods were going into England at better quality and at cheaper prices than the English themselves could produce. So tariffs were put on immediately. Now, does that sound familiar? So a lot of the businesses in the Liberties started to decline and even collapse. The decline was somewhat sheltered by the fact that breweries and distilleries saw this as a place to set up, mainly because of the River Puddle. And in the 18th and early 19th century, there were probably about 30 breweries and distilleries here. And of course, in 1759, who got the keys of James's Gate but Arthur Guinness?
For Pat, the Liberties is a place apart.
Yeah, it is a place apart. It still is. And now it's regenerating. Four new distilleries opened here now since the 1990s. A couple more breweries to keep Guinness company. You have the digital hub for technology. You have an old distillery, Powers Distillery, occupied by the National College of Art. And you have many other small businesses, whether they're coffee shops, technology or whatever it is, all opening up here. So there's a new spirit coming into the Liberties, and long may that last.
The Liberties is a village, and Mead Street is the heartbeat of the village. It really is. It's the last probably authentic street like it in Dublin. My name is Noel Fleming, and you're in Noel's shop on Mead Street.
Noel started working in the Liberties in 1963. He's witnessed a lot of change since then.
From the corner of Francis Street up to St. Captain's Church and Thomas Street, there were dealers all selling wares along the road. Mostly fruit and vegetables, a good few people selling fish and flowers, and then all kinds of odd bits and pieces, as you can imagine. Around the corner, the Ivy Market was still open. The place was hopping, absolutely hopping at the time. It's totally, totally changed, but the people haven't changed.
In Noel's shop is local taxi driver Paul.
The Liberties, it's changing away, some for the good and some for the bad. It's a good community still in the Liberties, and the table are nice, you know, to be quite honest. It's a buzz in the street, and it's one of the very few places in Dublin now that still has that. I couldn't see myself living anywhere else. I actually like that. There's actually a hotel going down beside the house where I live, and that's the change. But I wouldn't resent it. No, you'd have to embrace it. And the people coming in have to be accepted of the people already here, and the people already here have to be accepted of the people coming in, and it's, you must embrace it. But I do still like the Liberties, you know.
Further down the street, we meet Mark and his horses.
He's had to be in 20 years, so I'm at to wash them before I bring them out. There the stables behind you, yeah? That's Puka. He's only young. They're only young, these two.
But what work is Mark cleaning these horses for?
These are for private work or go to work. You know what I mean? Up to the Guinness storehouse and let them, the lads, do whatever the work they do.
Okay, and how much is
the
service?
The
smaller
of 15 years. We're renting it here now 15 years. He owns it. He owns the next door. He owns there as well. We sell all, like, toiletries, cleaning stuff, candles, and that's cheap, you know, because it has to be cheap.
Street trader Nathan is finding some of the changes difficult to cope with.
I took over here 2 years ago and my father passed, and it's the worst 6 weeks I've had here since I've took over 2 years. It's a big sign down at the end saying Mead Street's closed. It's not closed. The shops aren't closed. They're doing pipes and then they're doing the pots out here. So all them tables will have to go on the pots, so I can't let anybody in there, it's too thin. And so I'd have to seriously think after Christmas of maybe packing it in, you know.
It's changing, like, the shoppers are not coming in anymore. It's students that don't have a penny and tourists.
Norina of Fusco's, traditional Italian chipper, trading on Mead Street since 1963.
Yeah, well, this place, especially Thursday, Friday, Saturday, was just mental with stalls all up the street and on Thomas Street as well. The market people would be going in and coming out with loads of shopping, loads of bags. It's just, everything changes, I suppose.
Despite the changes she's seen in her lifetime, Norina remains positive for the area's future.
If the street is made more attractive and that, then it might become eventually, with time, a trendy place to hang out in the evening and go for food and drink.
We are in the Liberty Market, Mead Street. I'm Pat. I run the Whopper Gadget stall. The market itself, it's old and it's old-fashioned. It's a bit crumpled at the edges, you know. It's not fancy. It's not. There's no clean lines in here. If you walk outside the street, though, you can see where a lot of the cafes are coming into play, which is great because it brings a different dynamic. There's hotels being built around the area that's also going to give a different dynamic as well. They're going to upgrade the whole street outside the market, giving it a more cosmopolitan feel.
The magic ingredient for commercial areas is a sense of dynamism and change, and, you know, new blood coming in and replacing business, because businesses change.
Stephen Coyne of the Liberty's Business Area Improvement Initiative.
I work with Dublin City Council. My job has really been over the last few years to manage the economic development of the area, bring a new investment into Dublin 8, give the area a new lease of life, a sense of renewal as well, and keep it attractive to these newer businesses that want to try and move in and establish in Dublin 8. Pop-up bakeries like the Argentinian Bakery or the Korean restaurant Jaru, places to eat, places to have coffee, places for leisure. I think that's the strength of the area, definitely small-scale retailers and independent retailers.
While the Liberty's embraces a new air of change, the connection with the past remains strong. For evidence of that, just see the window in Noel's shop.
We have about 50 pictures in that window. Every one of them represents somebody from the area. They were all unique in their own way. They all had something to add to the area. That's Johnny Forty Coats. He's a well-known character in Dublin. He had 3 or 4 coats, mostly to keep himself warm in the winter. That's Bang Bang, the wonderful Bang Bang. I knew him well. This fella here is Paddy Allright. Paddy was what was known as a tugger. He was one of the greatest characters ever from the Liberties. Mrs. Fitzsimon worked in Dublin Zoo, and every animal, she had a name on them, and they responded to her. She brought one of her children up to the zoo one day. A monkey or a baby gorilla escaped, and everybody started running. She walked over to it and called it, had it come over, and took her by the hand. And she brought it back to its wherever it was supposed to go. So where would you get it? I tell you now.
Where would you get it is right. Dave McArdle reporting there.